Unit 4. Change. Recording 4.1.
You've introduced some major business changes at Sainsbury's. Why was it necessary to change?
Well, in the year 2000, we had a new chief executive join the company. Peter Davis joined a company that had been very, very successful in the past, but had become rather complacent and had lost its business lead over its competitors. Peter analysed the situation and realised that we needed some major investments, firstly in our supply chain, that's our depots and logistics infrastructure, secondly in upgrading our stores, which were beginning to look very old and tired, and thirdly, we needed to support the business in developing some new capabilities for which we needed a very large investment in new IT systems. In fact, replacing all our IT systems over a period of 4 years. We reviewed the capabilities we had in our own IT team and realised we needed much greater depth and breadth of skills, and we needed to inject some world-leading best practice, and therefore decided to use a third party.
And what has happened since you introduced these changes?
Well, we haven't completely finished yet. I think it's fair to say we're 80 to 90% through the IT system change, but we still have a long way to go in changing all our business processes and all our ways of working and driving out the maximum benefits. We have already seen some major changes in attitudes as people see the barriers eliminated. In the past, the IT systems stopped people improving the way they did things. Now those barriers have been eliminated, and you find that many people feel released and able to embrace new ways of doing things. For some people, that's more difficult. But we have already delivered over £700 million in measurable benefits.
Recording 4.2.
And which was the most successful change and why?
The whole programme has been very, very successful. The things that have been easier have been those where the change was limited to one division or one function. But the one initiative that I'm proudest of, probably, is the change in all our point of sale systems, and that's the tills at the front of the stores. We have about 500 stores, each of which have up to 50 sales tills. And we embarked on a program to replace all those tills, their associated cabling, system software and infrastructure in a very short time period. And a lot of people said we couldn't do it. In fact, we changed those tills at a rate of 22 stores per week. And that involved replacing the hardware and the software and the technical environments for 14,000 sales tills. We had to retrain 100,000 people, and it involved the installation of 500 tons of equipment. That change happened very rapidly, and for every store we made the change overnight, and we didn't have to delay the opening of any store on any day. That was a huge commitment and a huge achievement on the part of a very large number of people.
And what advice would you give to businesses planning change?
I think it would be to plan very carefully, and especially if there's a lot of computer system change, to recognise that the computer system change is a tiny piece of what's required. That there are three pieces you need to focus on. One has to do with people, their attitudes, the culture, and how they're rewarded. Another has to do with the business processes, how they have to change. And the third leg is the computer systems. It's important to focus on all three and plan very carefully. And I've heard someone from computer company HP say that in their change program, they put four times the amount of effort into the new way of working than the old, because by their very nature, people and companies will revert to the old ways of working if you don't put a quite disproportionate amount of effort into doing things the new way.